The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I did want to speak about Anano actually to start off, because I thought it was interesting actually watching him last night. I think Adam, that's, you know, I think one of the sort of lines around him has been, you know, how would he do in a better side, etc., etc. And I think we did get a bit of a glimpse of that to a degree last night. And but also I think this, you know, even today, like, I've seen wildly varying opinions of how he played. I've seen some people suggesting that Mainoo legged him everywhere. Others suggesting he was absolutely incredible. I thought he was really good last night. And I think what I liked about him, maybe that he doesn't do for Everton, or maybe that he can't do for Everton, is that he just kept things really quite simple and quite efficient with the ball. I think sometimes for us he dallies on it a little bit. He can try and overcomplicate things, but he just sort of got it and gave it constantly for Belgium.
Yeah, I think it comes back to your suggestion around like possession based teams and how he would be so much more of an asset to someone who has the ball all the time. Because I agree, when he keeps it simple for Everton, keeping it simple for Everton is giving it to players that don't want the ball. So what, and I know it sounds stupid and it might not be true, but sometimes I look at Amadou Onana on the ball for Everton and he's going like, I don't want to give it to him. So I'm going to look around and I don't want to give it to him either. And then he goes like, well, I'm just going to have to hit a diag, or I'm going to have to pop it back in my centre half and go again. Whereas yesterday, he's looking up and he's got, to be honest, I don't think he's been brilliant this season, Yuri Tielemans, but like a nice like pivot, or I don't know, whatever the putty nerds of the day would call it.
We'll ask Mike in a sec, don't worry.
Apologies, Mike. It's just balance, isn't it? I think it comes down to the fact that you've got Doku, who's rapid and will make runs in behind, which allows Onana to either have that option and then probably have England players sitting off him a little bit more. But then the way he's just got, I don't know, two centre-halves, a left-back and a right-back who are constantly wanting to get on the ball. They're giving it to him in tight spaces and trusting his ability to either pop it back or go on the off. What he does so good is he gets the ball and he knows exactly which way he's going before he receives it, but he also knows which way the other player thinks he's going to go. So he has this ability to like spin someone and gain a couple of yards, and then, as you say, Matt, keep it quite simple. But I was really impressed with him yesterday. I was impressed with Mainoo as well. Actually, I think he's going to be unbelievable. I just think a little bit of structure, a little bit of quality in terms of, obviously, international players are going to be, you know, some of the best at their clubs. So what that allows Amadou Onana to do is be the best part of his game. And in possession, he was really good. But as Paddy alluded to before, the ability he's got to, you know, run back. And there was one on Foden, wasn't there, which was in the box. And he's just hooked his leg around, won the ball. He stands up and then can play himself as well. It's frightening what potential is there, really. And maybe is very limited and held back by not just Everton's way of playing, but Everton's players as well.
I think held back is the right kind of phrasing for this, because so much of football is about players and the way they fit into a certain tactical blueprint. Like, what does Sean Dyche want from his Everton midfielders? It's going to be something very different to Tedesco with the Belgian national team. And I think the other thing for me was that actually he was playing a little bit deeper for Belgium. He was kind of the number six in there for them, deepest line midfielder, the one that was taking the ball off the defence more often than not. And he was allowed to recycle possession, retain possession, all those kind of things. Dyche simply doesn't privilege that stuff. He doesn't want Everton to be playing through a number six all the time. And he certainly doesn't want them to have loads of possession in their own half. So much of it's about direct football going into a striker or wingers early. And the more possession a side has and the more geared towards that style they are, the more somebody like Onana is going to come into his own. And you'll still have all the stuff with him in transition as well, where he's big for his, he's obviously big, a big guy, quick for his size. I think his tackle technique on the whole is really quite impressive. So I just think, I mean, like, watching the game last night and two players, maybe three players really stand out. One of them is Bellingham, the other's Onana, and then I think Maynou was excellent as well, as Adam has mentioned. All impressive in their own ways. But I think Onana's the type that, like, when the stage is bigger, when it's higher, when there's more at stake, he almost seems to come into his own a little bit more, a little bit like with Pickford, just because of the character of him. He is confident, he is supremely confident in his abilities. And often that's a strength. Sometimes it spills over into a weakness. But I think what it means is he sets foot on the pitch at Wembley and he instantly feels like he belongs. And he plays exactly as he would do if you were in a Premier League game, maybe even better still. I thought he was excellent. And the funny thing is, as soon as the game finishes and you have a little look on social media, immediately you've got fans of a host of other clubs going, we should buy Onana over the summer, we should pair him with Maynou, we should pair him with Declan Rice, whoever it may be. It is something of a shop window, but it's almost sad in a way that you can't enjoy these players for a little bit longer and that Everton can't maybe keep pace with their own ambitions.
I compared it a while ago to Onana plays like the girl he's speaking to sat in the crowd. And he's just like, every time I watch him, it's almost like the way he holds himself, like the little spat he had with Rice yesterday as well. He's very, as Paddy says, he's in the arena, isn't he? And yeah, it goes up a level when there's more eyes on him and there's bigger stakes, really, which I don't mind. But again, he's obviously just going to excel in a much better team and a much better environment, isn't he?
Yeah. Are you like that as a player, mate?
Me?
Yeah.
Not a chance. No one comes to watch me.
Make it interesting to get your thoughts as well on how he played last night. And just sort of looking from ahead to what we've got now, obviously he's not going to be playing for Belgium for a while. He's not going to be playing for another team who play possession-based footy for the next few weeks, at least, anyway. What do Everton do to get the best out of him between now and the end of the season? Because he is an asset. He has got quality, obviously. His tackling is unbelievable. He's tidy on the ball. Can we factor that in and can we get more out of him? Or is it just simply just going to be a square peg in a round hole for the remainder of the season and for the remainder of the time he's working under Sean Dyche?
Well, I mean, firstly, I thought he was properly good last night. Like, one of the best performances that I've seen him play. And, you know, there was a period in the second half where England, like, from a momentum perspective, and they had a lot of territory for like a good 10, 15 minutes without really doing much, to be honest. But if like, you know, if you were a Belgian supporter, it just felt like it was coming back, and every time it was cleared, you know, it was given to Bellingham or Maynou. And like I said, it was relentless without really being dangerous. But every time it was broken up by Onana. It was every time he was there to slide in or to sweep up or to quite literally reach for the ball in really from lengths and in areas that he shouldn't really be getting to, like that. Obviously, I think the Foden one, which at the time he thought and some of the England players around thought was a penalty. And you look at it, you know, initially, it's like, well, that was, you know, he was nowhere near the player when he went for that ball. And it looked quite, rough in terms of a tackle and quite a dangerous position to do it. And then they showed the replay afterwards, and it was quite clearly just a brilliant tackle. But he's got the physical attributes, but also obviously that timing to quite confidently go in, just nick that ball away from Foden, almost underneath him, and barely touch the player, come away from the ball, and that's just Onana. It's just normal for him. And I thought he was sensational, to be honest. And I think he quite clearly enjoyed that performance as well. Like Paddy almost mentioned it beforehand, and that those are the type of games he kind of steps up in, and you can see that in his level. But it's almost like when he knows he's at that type of performance level compared to maybe his usual level, which is still pretty good. I think of when he came on against Man City, and I thought he was really good then at the Etihad, and it was almost like as soon as he didn't have the ball, it was like, right, give me the ball now. Or we didn't have the ball, full stop. It was hit, very similar to last night. And in a way, without being a headless chicken in terms of wanting to win the ball, he was there in the right space at the right time. He was breaking up at the right time without, leaving massive gaps behind him, which is something, even 6 months ago, he was quite poor, I thought. But yeah, I think really, I watched last night, and my main thought was, I can't really believe that someone with this skill set, such a unique skill set, when you add everything up in terms of his physique and, I suppose, how you would normally characterise a type of player like that. It's obviously quite ironic that it was Fellaini on punditry last night, and I suppose maybe some of the comparisons that were made very early doors compared to the type of player he actually is. And it's always like, and it's disappointing because, we're probably never going to see the best of him in an Everton shirt for a number of reasons, not just because the style of play and the focus just isn't on a player like Onana in a Sean Dyche team, but just simply because, he's much better than a side that, the heights of this team, the height of this team, full stop, at 11th or 12th, and undoubtedly he'll be playing Champions League football next year. And, I have a feeling that in the summer, while my gut feeling last night was, what a performance, it was also a bit annoying that we're not going to see this at Everton much longer. And I feel like the summer will be like that quite a lot of the Euros. Sports Social Podcast Network.